More than 5 million Americans have lost their employer-sponsored health plans during the pandemic and have not secured alternate health insurance. That's according to a study by nonprofit consumer health advocacy group Families USA. Stan Dorn, who authored the study, is director of the nonprofit's National Center for Coverage Innovation. He says low-wage workers have seen an extraordinary increase in the number of uninsured, with New York among five states with the highest coverage losses.
African Americans in particular, but other people of color as well, suffered disproportionate losses, and families with children were hurt. About 1.3 million adults and families with children lost their health insurance, and that has significant effects on children's well-being as well as adults' well-being.
The report finds people without health insurance are less likely to visit their doctor. The $3.4 trillion House Passed Heroes Act would offer federal aid and help pay insurance premiums for unemployed workers so they can stay insured under the COBRA process. Families USA Executive Director Frederick Assassi says across the nation, some 15% of adults are now uninsured.
Congress must prioritize comprehensive health coverage in this next COVID package that's currently negotiating to protect families, save healthcare jobs, and support the economy.
Dorn says congressional help is vital.
It is not pretty. Looking forward, you have to worry that there will be further huge losses in health insurance coverage because the virus is not going away. Things are getting worse, not better, on the public health front. And the economy is likely to get worse.
The report notes the healthcare industry itself has lost more than 1 million jobs since the pandemic began. Dr. Dennis McKenna is president and CEO of one of the Capital Region's largest employers, Albany Medical Center.
We are very fortunate that up to this point we've not furloughed anybody, and that's good for our own workforce. But obviously, we watch very carefully what's happening to the economics in the region and what's happening with other employers. I try to stay very focused on the facts and the data because I think ultimately it's less ambiguous. I'm optimistic where we are right now. I think that in New York State, there's no question that the virus is in a far better state than it was, say, back in April or May. Dave, there was a point where earlier in the year we had in New York State almost 18,800 people in the hospital with COVID. Today in New York State, we have just shy of 600. In the capital region, we've been as high as 205. Today, that number is 40. And at Albany Medical Center, at one point, we had as many as 80 people in the hospital with COVID, and today we have 10.
McKenna believes mask wearing and social distancing is working.
Now, we still take the virus very seriously. We don't know what's going to happen in the fall. But in my opinion, right now, at least what's happening in this region and in the state is a indication that we're doing the right things and we're figuring out how to go forward with the virus until a vaccine comes. I think we can smartly keep businesses open. I think we can smartly get kids back to school, and I think we can smartly deliver health care if we continue to do the things that we're doing.
A link to the Families USA report is at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.